We're going to go to alcohol meeting to order the regularly scheduled meeting of the Story County Board of Health.
Do you normally take the payment for that, please?
No.
Okay. The first item on our agenda is the consent agenda, and the only thing on there is approval of the agenda and the minutes from last month. So if I can get a motion to approve the consent agenda, somebody directed. Then move, I'm seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Hey, well, there he is.
The consent agenda is approved. Public forum, this is the time for members of the public to offer comments concerning matters not scheduled to be heard before the Board of Health. Any members from the public stepping forward, so we'll move on to additional items. See anything left under that? So we'll be writing the quarterly report and discussing action items. Number one, homeowner regular report. Very honored and,
I'm Kathy Beasley and I'm the financial analyst for homeowners. I passed out the report for the local public health services contract from July through December. And just to let you know that at the end of December, we had used 68% of our local public health services contract allocation, excluding the 3% hold. And it seems extremely unlikely that we will get that 3% hold to use for our services this year. I don't think that's going to happen for the legislature, at least that's the word we're kind of hearing. This year we are only asking the local public health services contract to fund 4 service areas, and that's skilled nursing visits, nursing health promotion visits, disease investigation, surveillance and follow-up, and homemaker services. Health promotion and disease surveillance and investigation, the local public health services is the only funder for those 2 services. So if we don't have adequate funds to finish out our entire fiscal year, those services will need to be compensated by Mary Julie, or after Mary Julie will become the funder for those services. In addition to the local public health services contract, we have 40 supervisor funds and United Way funds that help pay for skilled nursing and homemaker services, and also the City of Ames helps pay for homemaker services, and those are through the asset profit. However, we are anticipating that even with all of our funding sources, we won't have adequate funds for this fiscal year for those 2 services either. And what we're seeing, it seems to be a trend that's happening this year, is that our very lowest income clients' need for service has increased. So we are using our funding at a much more rapid pace than we have at some years in the past. We serve everyone in Story County regardless of their income and resources. And this year that seems to be a trend. And also the trend is that our percent of clients that we're serving, the just above poverty level or below poverty level, that percentage is also increasing this year. So that also leads to using up some of our funds more quickly. I do tell you that our outcomes for the local public health services contract this year are very positive, and we feel like we're really providing an excellent service for the Story County residents. Our client satisfaction survey is conducted by an outside source, and I'm really proud and pleased and happy to report that our last quarter, our client satisfaction results were at 100%. First time we hit that mark, so I'm real pleased with that. Another one of the surveys that we do compares all home care agencies nationwide, and it's actually conducted by, required by Medicare that we provide information to that survey. And in nearly every area, we are either at meeting both the state and federal. In almost all areas, we are at least meeting those guidelines and those that, and we're actually exceeding quite well in our medication management, which the home care is really a great big factor in patients' well-being and stuff, and getting better and improvement and health. So one of our challenges, and it's constant and it's not probably going to change, is to how to provide good exceptional level of care with really limited and decreasing instead of increasing funding for our low-income clients. That's what that challenge that we definitely think.
How much
did
you get
back up? You know, I can't tell you right off the top of my head. I really don't know. This year we asked for about a 7% increase over last year, and the funding was also, they're very close to that. The hearing for an early part of January. They actually had a meeting about a week and a half ago, and made recommendations. However, every funder has the opportunity to say, yes, we'll fund it, what asset recommends, or no, we won't. So we haven't actually heard from the funders exactly what our allocation will be for this year. But if our hearing went very well, it has very few questions of us, so I anticipate that unless something unique happens, we should probably be up very close to what we asked for.
You don't know that.
I don't know. I didn't write it down. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I hope you don't mind that I'm going to ask if I'm not being able to hear you. All right. I am Sherry Willinger. I'm a storytelling public health nurse, and I'll be giving our report. We've had a quiet quarter. Immunization clinics are full. We're still vaccinating for flu, probably 2 to 3 people a week. We have not had any red home visits. It's been quiet on that front. Our TB control has kept us busy. I think I touched on the subject at the last meeting that we have 2 clients right now, international students. With final TB, one has TB meningitis, which is the most deadly form of TB or hardest to treat, and that's proving true. Both of these students are doing fairly well, although we've had to take them on and off their treatment because their liver function tests are high. So they've been on and off treatment, and right now both of them are waiting on a new regimen. So the final TB is proving very difficult to treat. Both of them were on IV medication, became toxic, and now on hold. Neither are a public health threat, neither are contagious, and we want to keep it that way. They're international students. So came here, have been here for, I know one had been here a couple of years, one had been here a couple of months, but in the meantime, of the person who's been here a couple of years, they've been visiting back and forth. So those TB cases have taken up an enormous amount of time, trying to figure out medication regimens and, so it's a lot that we have to directly up to therapy, so that's involved a lot of times. And I know we're tracking our time and our expense, and so Kathy will be giving, so hopefully next month we'll know what the expense is. I know the state has allocated us $3,500, so we'll go through that very quickly, extra for these 2 guys. So anyway, on the emergency preparedness front, we had a meeting/exercise in City Hall in January and went through a tornado-type exercise with our group. We just turned in our major report for emergency preparedness. Currently working with emergency management on mass casualty plans, our emergency support function, the medical coordinator, public health aid for ESFA. So we're revising that, and we're also revising our continuity of operations plan. It seems like we're always, this is good, we need to, we're always revamping our plan. So that is all for my report. Now Eileen's not able to be here, and so she had asked that I ask the board. The board has to approve the community health needs assessment health improvement plan. the Sinus Hip, as it's known, and she works with other organizations that turn in reports. She does not have all the, didn't have all those court reports that before she left town, so was asking if she could email those reports when she gets back in March before they do, if she can send those to you all. Have you approved that by email? That's a question, I don't know.
I think that would work. I think that would be a quick experience. You need every other month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I have no problem with that. So we'll just have the next room, but we'll just have to happen.
Well, because this is supposed to be on
the yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. All right. Well, I know it. Thank you. If there's anyone have any questions.
I back up to the student thing.
Yeah.
So then I have some students. They should have insurance.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do.
And their insurance covers part of it. Doesn't cover all of it. The state of Iowa provides vaccines, but there's an extra nursing cost to that is coming out of our fund. So
their health insurance won't pay for all of it?
No. Right. Yes. It pays for a good part of it. And like I said, the an infusion company, it's a little bit complicated because you have the state providing some of the meds, that state fund, and then the insurance pays for the doctor visits, pays for some of the nursing care, but not all of it. So the part of it is paid for through the CD fund. So.
I just had a few red questions to follow on. Do you want to talk about that now?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. There was a gal up in Thursday that I did a home visit for identity from.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that she asked, and Dr. Jackson could also make it clear, but she received a letter from the Carlin Clinic for the child's senior visit. And I saw the letter, which it said LED1. And then it doesn't say what the norms are, and it doesn't, you know, it just says that it's a buffet, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of those concerned parents. She didn't understand, you know, she thought more information would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if maybe Ms. Garland could at least give the range that they're looking for.
You could, but the letter should also say that it's looking wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of does in the letter. In the body of the letter.
Because it just says that your labs are normal.
Mm-hmm.
And these are what they are.
Yes. Your labs are normal and these are what they are. That is what it says. But she wanted, you know, so she saw this morning, she said, well, you know, if the normal level is 2, she's getting really close to that. You know, without knowing what that range is that you're shooting for, she doesn't know if her child is getting exposed, or if one is a normal number above ground level.
Well, red is complex. That would be a very, very difficult thing to put in the letter. Because the actual numbers are anything less than 10 or 5. So we start to get concerned when it's above 5.
Right.
Furthermore, we start to get concerned when it's rising or going from 3 to 4.
Yeah.
So it's actually not a single number. It's a lot of 10. And there is no red. That's normal. Lead is not supposed to be in the body. Plus, it can be just, and there's a lot of contamination involved in it. And many of the contamination is due to the way we collect it. When this first came out, when we first started to do this, one of the things that they did was they checked to see where they found lead. And they found lead in the renin sac that they used to poke the kids from.
Wow.
No, I mean, really, because it's environmentally very close. So mm-hmm. that's why they allow a level of up to 10, because you can have zeros, even though you shouldn't have anything. Well, so it's a very, very complex issue. So we've actually changed our letter in our department to make it clear that it's normal. And if they have fractions, it's subconscious.
We talk about this all the time.
But to actually say to her, anything below 5 is okay, well, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
If it's gone this year and through the next year, that's okay. And that's our job, that's part of medicine. And hemoglobin, yeah, you can get down to 11, but you make sure that's fine. That in the iron is just below 11.5. So really, there's a study.
Okay, so just call it.
It's one fine number, and that's what the letter says. This is normal, this is fine.
So
if
she
needs more of an explanation, then she just needs to call.
Okay. And then, so most patients, most kids would have a 1?
Yeah, actually, I very rarely get a 0.
You very rarely get a 0.
Very rarely get a 0. You know, and I'm happy to get that one, too. It's normal, but if you've heard of something about this, that's
true. Okay.
That's what you'll do.
Oh, no. Okay.
My other comments about these. I think it is so funny that the third time environmental health has started this
And let's introduce Kristen, shall we? Do you want to do that?
Sure. Back on the table. But anyway, and this will all kind of play into the discussion we'll have a little bit better. But Kristen is currently the office
coordinator.
For planning and development, which is formerly planning and zoning, but as of course, she is planning and development. And she is going to assume Ashley's duty, so that she's taking her own appointment, still with the county, but just not with the health department. So, at our next board health meeting, we'll see Kristen taking that.
So the board members
are you going to give your report at the meeting today?
I am. Is that, you don't want me to do that?
Yes, you're up.
Okay. I'm out. All right. That's all the time. Okay. All right, so I'm going to unhook this. I think that I can legally do this now. Okay. And I think it was a dog picture because I'm getting a lot of my own dogs. Okay, and you've met me five this year. Yeah. That's a 10-month
book. She's on the table.
She's on the table. And it's a Stories County environmental issue dog. So, you know what Ashley told me? She said, there's a table. I planned the table before we Yeah, we're trying to build that. This is not acceptable in our house.
I mean, she likes playing on the table.
That's a preferred spot.
Yeah, it is cat-like.
Really nice. Yeah. She got Dan's golf club last night, spoken to the garden band, so she might not be sleeping on anyone's table. We'll find out. Okay, we don't have a screen thing, so I'm going to kind of sit here and go through this real quick.
I had a board of supervisors presentation this morning, so Paul doesn't
need to.
Oh, well, there's a couple different slides, so you all know me, so there you go. So numbers, we're on the third quarter right now. Numbers are low. Number one is the slow time, and number two, we're only a month into our third quarter. We're down from the bacteria last time we talked. We were getting pretty high results about that, a third of this, and it seems to be down again now. No explanation. Complaints, we had a zero in public water supply complaint. I referred that to DNR. Any hot water issue about a car wash, there's a car wash in Ames that has the same heater for the apartment and for the car wash. So when it's busy, they get hot, cold in the shower. So again, I refer those calls to the city of Ames. I know they didn't call back, but hopefully they get some sort of the burnt house over on West Riverside Road, close to Ada Haven. That has finally been raised. There was any complaints on that, and all that is left is the wall now, and it doesn't look like it was damaged by the fire. Septic pump inspection program, Madison handling this for us. The initial documents have been reviewed. On-site inspection conducted for Earls and Rotor Rooter. I did have the Rotor Rooter with Green County, and we still have drain check to do in Tanner County sites. Oh, Marshall County, looks like Marshall County, sorry. And those two are just sort of a truck and paper audit, no land application.
And what
are they taking? To the city.
Mm-hmm.
No, probably Marshall County, I assume.
Yeah, yep. That's Rotor Rooter.
Oh, those guys. They are Land of Pine. Land of Pine.
They are
Land of Pine. Very little goes to the end.
That's right. So we're still around in the land.
Yeah. Well, we are still allowing the land. Yeah, it would be the board's decision if you wanted to get away from that.
But it's state
safe. State safe allows it.
So, is it by a farmer that allows it?
Yeah.
It's
straight down. They kind of line for the pH of 12, so you don't have the vector problem. And then set it up and down the field. There are limitations on the control, keeping it all through. The line it, so it's a pH of 12.
In the farmer or in the farmer?
No, in the.
They're putting water in the tank and. Oh, before they go there.
Yeah, it makes it.
Oh, it's the other, you know, bag of potted line.
Hydrated line. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it on their trucks, that's why I
asked that. That's tricky, and they don't want to carry it on their trucks because it will eat them alive, the line.
They are,
most probably, but they have to accept them.
Well,
that's it, you know.
That's
my question, because I've got on the truck before. Well, supposedly they bring it in their pickup truck. I mean, they do have answers to these questions, but they do not carry the active line on the outside of their truck because it would either go out. Then it would, right? Mm-hmm. It does not.
Well, I would
carry
my gas and my other from their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on that upper truck that they go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of the lights were like when I had mine done, I mean, it shows it on my deck. I go to the phone about it. Mm-hmm. It's right there.
But that could be the line of Ryan Balker. Yeah. And it's yeah.
I wasn't there when we spread. But I've never seen
that in a while. Yeah. Matt, have you seen any
of that going? Well, thanks. You just have to put the work on it. I wasn't right there when I was doing it. So there's no violation from the state. Isn't that one?
But it didn't happen. It's a test.
It is a violation.
It is. Yeah.
So, somehow we follow up. I'm not sure how to do that.
I don't know how you do it with the acquirer actually, you know, if they get a permit to clean one out. I don't know what.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much gets done too. I mean, it does all the time these days. I mean, they're always busy all the time.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
You still have the time. You still have the contact to do the rescue committee.
Yeah. It's that close to the city.
I don't know what they do with it. I mean, the first time I had mine pumped, he could not do it. This time of year, and like this out, he couldn't get out. So I don't know what he does. He took it. I don't know where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the leader has a tank sitting on a farmer's site. So basically, such a tank.
Yeah.
And stores it there for the weather.
I think Grant said he owns some crop down in Savannah.
Right around him, and that's going to be a huge problem because it's a 700 foot setback to the house, and they're not going to allow him to even mow his house.
Right. And he does have a hose laid out there, so I think if he can't actually get out, I don't know where it's going. You know, he's got to drive by there and look. It's going to be 700 feet from the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the house.
Right.
And so even if he wanted to, he can't have it.
Yeah, I do know that you know, it might not be a bad idea because, you know, I don't know what you guys do to remind these guys, you know, who you're supposed to be. Just different medicine.
Now, this is our first year inspecting them, so I think some of you still knocking on their door and reminding them of things. So.
John, they have a decent
one. Do you? Yeah. Well, that's a good sign.
You know, you're
we have a pump that you need to Environmental Health and Emergency Preparedness. The three of us finished the management and ELC classes that emergency management requested us to do, along with all the other departments. Let's see, I also attended the emergency training exercise in Ames City Hall upstairs this year. Work group for Region 1, I'm heading up that group this year. And we meet about three or four times during the fall season and talk about the two things on our contract are community response and information sharing. And that includes more than the goal of our food dinner plan and all that good stuff. Health course intervention, closed line testing, and ongoing since 1996.
Wow.
I don't know if you've ever done with me on that one. It goes on. So now I have 10 open cases instead of 11. And I did the one home visit up in Surrey City. Very old house that the screen is a vertical and new window, so I think they're pretty good. So it's a good grab in a leaded window, and that's, you know, and I told her, well, yeah. So she's going to put that to her folks and work on it there. And then we talked about the McFarland report, which is that. We have five goals in the final things. We have our second open loop vehicle in Longford County, and so we made it. Open loop is you drill a well, you pump water out of it, and then you take heat or add heat to that water, and then you expose that water. So either through a pond like this, or you could drill a second well and re-inject it. So whereas the closed loop, it's just a closed loop, it just circulates. And then just exposure to the groundwater goes that way, as opposed to actually pulling that water out and mixing it. So the point of this is, are we keeping decent track of how much water is being sucked out of the ground in Surrey County? We've got the ethanol plant, we've got the cities, we've got people drilling wells to Silver Pond, we've got pump and dump. And then we've got the new biofuel tank. So, a lot of water. That's a lot of water.
Why do you consider, why do you, you know, hold on and
four or do it, we will all be put the pipes down there and just be open.
I think because there's already an existing set of drainage pond there and they want us to fill that, so it's kind of cheaper to phone stone. And it's cheaper because it's one borehole as opposed to most of
them. If we had a pond there, we'd also put coils and pipes down in that pond and bury it in that pond. It's deep enough.
No, but I think that they really did want to add water to the pond.
To the well, just to fill it up.
Yeah. So that was the way of doing it. And I've been told that the loops in the pond are not nearly as efficient.
Do we allow that to drill well and pump the groundwater out to fill the pond?
Yeah, so that's why it's here. That's why you tell me.
Does the state allow that?
The state does allow that. If you want to be more restrictive, the county board will help pump. So, you know, if this is something that bothers you as a board, this is something that you could address. What I recommend is to the board of supervisors is to have Bill Simpson come in and give a talk. He did a lot of balancing for the county a couple years back, and he could shed some light on this. They are the best well water, and that well field is over by well, over by the
Yellowstone Desert. Yeah, I know it's desert. So, are
you recycling
that water back around?
Well, now, you know, where is that discharge? Because the Mickey has it using their permit, so 125 million gallons per year is what the Mickey discharge is going to be for.
7 gallons of water
for the llama, I think.
If you get that, you make 1 gallon of ethanol, that's 10 gallons of water.
So, is that in the Indian Creek watershed?
Did
it go up there? I am vaguely remembering that it goes into the Indian Creek watershed. So in effect, it's still in Story County. If it's recharging right there, I don't know if it's going to the creek and going on down there.
Does it go into the city store system at all?
I can't figure it out. I gotta get the car and go figure it out.
The water they get is untreated. It doesn't go through the water fine. They get it before it gets to the water. But I don't know what happens to the discharge if they do. I mean, they're obviously not discharging the river on site. You know, using that much water. So I don't know where it goes.
Once they get another, they're going to build another plant over there. And they're going to use water as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, the city is very present for that water, I think.
Yeah.
That could be a reasonable question. Why would you not allow someone to build a water?
Well, and as a property owner and riparian rights, it is their right, and that's why we always have. But do we need to put a lid on it? The state does have a water withdrawal permit more than 25,000 gallons a day. So they are kind of keeping track of it, but if you get it from a city, then there's probably not a whole lot we can do about it.
Then you said it was very well maybe doing that open loop. But are they doing it for the view or are they doing it just for the pond though?
Oh, I'm sorry. The pond one is a different one. They inherited a well or bought a well, bought the property with a well that serves Claudel North. And so that's what they're doing with that. So they're probably irrigating, I assume, and then also doing a pump.
They're getting water from the old well and from the small valley.
Mm-hmm. Squaw Valley tips over to...
Squaw Valley now and
Squaw
Water. So they're taking water from that old well on North Squaw Valley, and it borderline underneath the road?
No, this well is actually north of the well. But see, they're not withdrawing, they're just receiving it from a city. So they're not going to withdraw. So the board pretty much thinks that if you're a private landowner, not to cut down. Okay. Well, that's been our approach. You own the land, you can pull water out of it as you can get. Proposed all contractors working in the county to have at least one pilot person, and that is a certification for contractors. Right now, we do not require anything of contractors. And we're running into a situation where we really need a little more control over who's putting systems in. And several counties are switching to this approach where there have to be a licensed pilot. And what that would require is they would have to take a test and pass it. That would be around $100. If you wanted to take the course to prepare for it, $200 to $300. And then continuing it is $12 of a fee.
You have to put in a
So far these are the counties that require it. Other counties require other types of certification, but just the pilot itself is this, yes. And ILWWA, they would track the continuing education units for these folks instead of us having to do that. So right now they have nothing. Basically, we just take their name down, and people oftentimes will call and ask if we can recommend somebody or if there's preferences. And no, we cannot recommend anybody. But I think that if we had a list of contractors that are slowly getting their title certification, that would be someone that we could recommend based on the credentials. And then eventually, you know, after 2 or 3 years, require that of anyone in the county that wants to install a septic system. I'm having a contractors meeting on Friday and would like to propose this idea to them. They're not going to like it, although if they work in any of the surrounding counties, they already do have that. My duplicating system, what do you think about this?
Well, I don't know how you yell
a lot
about
it,
but I don't know what you're doing. You know what I thought?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a few.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a bad idea. Some kind of certification.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my thought on it. I mean, you and I were going out northwest of Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been, you know, used to be a pretty good system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the property owner knew exactly what he was getting himself into when he had a contract. From my field observation, I don't believe the contractor knows exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. And I
agree. And we owe that to the people in Fort Wayne to at least have some level of confidence. I mean, you and I could go get a backhoe and put in a septic system. It's not
Okay.
And
so you are not in favor of expiring it, but what I'm not thinking
of? I'm wondering how the requirements would work. Because right now,
yeah, other families have, well, I would say what they say.
If you want to wire somebody's house, mm-hmm. you have to have the right license to be able to do that.
Yeah, you have to own your debt. But as I understand it, you could do it, and then you just have to do it.
If you're a homeowner, do you?
Yeah. So what's the difference between someone who's doing it certified and someone who's not certified?
I think that it makes our job a lot easier if the person knows what they're doing when they get started. Because you go out there and you've got to tell somebody to send down a $7,000 job, and they've already ruined that one spot in the yard that's available. It's too late, you know. And we can't really babysit them through the process. So it's really important that they start right and finish right, and then we pretty much just go out and get an ad built and pictures, things like that.
Can you send me a wallet and send me a
And I think that we could probably come and get a course and a test in for a county that would make help, you know.
Who does it?
I don't know.
Iowa on-site wastewater association says, and then also NEHA does, a couple of agencies that would oversee the continuing ed. They probably could. You could go on their website and look up pages of information, but that would help. This is so fun. Full time is almost all cities, so they don't have as DC programs as some. They require, and I've done a few of these letters from other state attorneys saying that, yeah, this guy has worked in this county and I can recommend him work in Polk County, if that's what they've done in the past.
It really does. It does. Fortunately, I've had good guys often. Yeah. Yeah. But if somebody has come up that I didn't want to recommend, that would be hard. Yeah. I think maybe the other side of the coin, and I don't know how many of these counties are, we could check as the required distance, how many of those counties have building codes. We don't.
And that's been some discussion with that, you know, people can believe they're on the zoning building or they're incorporated areas.
We do. They comment, they might be wrong. They know them.
And we don't have inspectors.
You don't have to have inspectors.
If you build a new house out in the country, you can have you and your brother-in-law wire and call it. And you know, you're good to go.
Right. But, well, technically, we're supposed to be by the state code, but
they're supposed to be done with the state code, but there isn't any. There's no enforcement, there's no follow up. So that's the other side of the coin. That's really something else to think about it before we then require septic installers to have permits. Then why not have everybody that's doing any work in the unincorporated area of the home?
They whine about it, but they do it, and they get it done,
So, what's the thing for the local system? You would be in favor of the system, I mean, the system. No, this is too. I mean, this employee starts compiling a list of folks that are on that.
From day one, but I think 3 years is more doable just because there's only, right now there's only two exams in state. So it'll take a while. Some folks might want to get out of the business. And with that, one more thing with that. So this would be one thing.
How many days can I work with you?
Take that, or we can make a motion, or we can I think not necessarily defer, but we can defer with this a specific timeline. So if we can get more information, bring back to the board.
I would move that system installers in Iowa telephone within a certain period of time, and
3 years.
3 years. 3 years.
Okay.
kids are emotional stuff with every school and stuff on there.
All those in favor?
All those.
Well, that's it. Oh, okay. Well, I'll let the contact with someone Friday.
That's the good news.
Yeah,
well, it's not a
thing
that we can ask you. Oh, yeah. You're just stating me to bring it to the next meeting and put on the agenda.
So,
I think the news to me is that all contacting needs to wear.
But then they might ask you to step down as a board member from tomorrow.
I'll have to find out what action will take by the board.
Yeah, just ask them on there. Yeah, that's on the board. That was not.
Well, my only concern, Mike, you said we already have some of the
talent. I thought we did.
And we had some of the talent. When the state put in the logo team for electric in the theater town, only one person took the test, and all the rest of the electricians took the ankle, and they were going out of it. So it really hit a real price.
Oh, cool.
And still do. I mean, if you want to hire an electrician, you get on the radio. I don't want to put it in a position that, you know, if you want to put on a circle system,
I think, though, that the market, if there's an opportunity to make money, someone else will fill that void eventually.
Yeah, but eventually, if you have to move out, then you have to move out.
But the approved contract is in other counties.
Yeah, they would just have to travel those
places. Yeah, I think they called to the health department, so can you, I'm not heading up here. Can you phone me toward, another county so I can get, so you got a referral or somebody so I can get my stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the possibility of somebody,
Okay, so Dallas, Jasper, Marion, Ford, Butler, Greenway, Lynn, and Washington so far, do you call it?
That's the two counties that are fairly close.
Mm-hmm. And more and more folks are getting comfortable with this idea. I think it's okay. So I think then at Friday's meeting, I will tell them that the board is considering this very seriously, and then we could vote on it.
I have an extra contact.
Okay, back on track. Legionella, I just contacted us and I just opened the concern. They were having Legionella's disease and it was coming from the Decorative Fontenay Hospital. And so, but at this point they said they are not recommending water testing of St. Jean's Hall. Right. From the, those wall fountains,
yeah.
They're really cool. About half of them had arsenic, 8% greater than the EPA recommended level for drinking water. Exposure leads to possibly cancer, possibly cardiovascular problems. We all know about certain people with arsenic. And it's naturally in the geology in that area, and it's also from Orchards and Electronics last thing. I'm missing that one. Story County, we've done 17 samples, and 5 of them have shown up with detection levels above what the equipment can do. One of them was above EPA limits. So there is some in Story County. The one that's above the one that was 13 has been plugged already, so that's not an issue anymore. But so it's something to think about. And so what we need to do is a little more than 17 samples in Story County, hardly enough. So I need to do a little bit more of that. Okay, Chris Robertson, Woodview Drive, Municipal Tool Line Extension. So here's the Ames Airport, and over here, so it's north of Oakwood, Oakwood. So that 11 houses are okay, and state code and county code requires that if you are within 200 feet of city sewer line, you must hook up. That is the regulatory authority's duty to tell them when they have to do that. So most of these folks will be thrilled to hook up because they have very aging systems, with the exception of one house. And they have a man that's about 10 years old, and they might not be interested in hooking up that way. So we would need to decide when that needs to happen. And I can talk to those folks and see if they want to do it, so that if they do, then it's a moot point. No, this summer they will. Mm-hmm. And then the city of Ames is requiring, if you want to keep that well, you have to have a backflow preventer. They have water, and they will be getting sewer. Well, there's been a little less than that, depending on the size of your line. And all the things.
Sometimes the cities get overextended, so the well is even in connected to anything but a hybrid.
So I will get back to you on that. If they've got that one holdout that doesn't want to hook up, then you as the board will have to decide what they're going to have to do. And that will set a precedent, because we are going to be having that line in the rear head on westward on Lincoln Way, and that will affect several properties along that way too. So start thinking about that.
Why is that the Board of Health?
Not the Board of Supervisors?
Well, I'm on the city head.
No, because it's a state code, and then we adopt the state code, the building as our, you know, chapter 69, and it says it right in there.
That's the arrangement, because I've got some paperwork that the city is in order.
But the house is probably more than 200 feet. It's not the property line of the house. So that is, we're talking about
my
10 feet. Yeah. I think the lot is greater than 200 feet.
You think so? On the north side? It's less than the bridge?
Well, if it goes south. If it goes
south. Well, yeah. Well, we had questions on that for the administration. I don't want to be talking to the city. I would rather to be able to, he's got a system, fairly new mount system, that he's not interested in hooking up, and they said, okay, but we're going to put some payload.
Mm-hmm.
So we were doing that.
Well, not the place to say no. And then look at the next 2 months. A presentation to 4 of our homeowners association regarding their wells and their septic. Carol runs the steering office coordinator with planning and development, and then also a Murray's plan. So we'll be all in their area, and we'll be vacating our area. Continue with emergency management, emergency preparedness, contractor meeting on Friday, and now we're doing the septic pump inspection. And we're having a send-off on Friday. That's it.
What's the
update on the new tree pump? Mm-hmm. It has that new tank, very large, and supposedly they set the pump so that it's just in a little port pump, you know, but it's still surfacing. Mm-hmm. So they are, we have a design from Fox submitted for now clear out to the west of property line. It would be a big man, way, way bigger than what's going on. So, It's compartmentalized, so I don't think that the whole thing is a pump chamber. Mm-hmm. So, I'll get that information for you and email it to you, okay?
Yeah, there is. Well, there's a lot
harder than
all of them.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's
what I'm calling it. Is it a great way?
I've had a couple of meetings most of these, but I've not been working. I have not talked to anybody yet. I haven't talked to anybody.
Okay.
I mean, I had a brief conversation with my cousin's wife, who looked at registered nurse and was looking to retire from the disease out here.
So what kind of person do you want? Do you want someone who's really good at meetings, or do you want someone who's an environmental,
It hasn't been a while.
I could have bought the phone phone, but it says here they're going back to the phone phone. And it says there are three empty offices on one end of that whole office area, and then three on the other. And I kind of thought my plan was maybe if we can not necessarily separate those offices, but have the help department on one end of that office area and have the planning and development people on the other end. Lena Harder, who's our director, has an office in the far corner of that, her office down there. Margaret, I don't know if you guys have discussed it, you guys are going to go office space-wise to kind of put Margaret on the opposite end. And I think if you do that, my thought is that, each director wants to maintain their independence, and that's what we want to do. Just make sure that you guys both maintain your own department, and I think by kind of having the three officers together for both departments and the office. For me, I guess maybe it would feel more like you're still, this is my department, this in the office area is my department. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. And we're going to have a meeting tomorrow afternoon with our HR person to kind of go through some of the stuff, but then I'll put some questions to answer.
Well, you're
going to
ask about possibly changing the meeting time?
That was the other thing that came up. I don't know what the history is behind the 4:30 start time for the meeting, if there's any discussion, if it would work better for anybody to have it earlier in the day or later in the day.
You need to do it earlier.
Didn't
you
start
at
4?
Who said
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a poker earlier. We had a poker a long time ago.
The only thing I need is that I always need on Tuesday afternoon. Because that's okay, that's all the
same
time. Okay. That's the only thing I need.
Would it affect you? I mean, can we try to move it up more in business hour aspect of it? Tuesday mornings is always the Board of Supervisors meeting. And hopefully, since we're close today, they're all done by noon. Mm-hmm. But do you want to see for 2 o'clock? Do you want to try that and see what happens on Tuesday afternoon? I mean,
normally we don't go a quarter of an hour normally.
Yeah.
So we went from 3 to then at 4. Or 3 was later. It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter to me. As long as it's 2 o'clock, I'll go with it.
Well, if we try 2 o'clock, I don't know if we need a motion to make that. Or if we just think something we need to do,
but
we'll start from next 2 o'clock. So April, I don't know what the date is, April 3rd. April 3rd at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Something new?
All sorts of changes.
You might move it to the golf course. So, no public hearing items. Any staff comments? Comments from the board?
Well, that was another thing, but I guess that was on the Board of Supervisors side. Also, you want to tell the
story?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hi, Bill, from our side of the season. We got home and we're getting ready to go out, and I told them the outside detector that I happened to stay from Margaret. Started going on.
And this is one of the detectors that you have gotten through.
There's that little grant that we got last fall.
It's behind us.
So,
this is a detector?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't have the DVD on.
It's $20.
We bought one that was a coupon and went off and probably did look at the outside of the site. So we got a better one. Now this one's bad too. We had a better car. We got 13 and a half. And it was it. It was only like 23.
Yeah.
It wasn't high. And it, what it turned out to be was we had made a fire in the fireplace.
Mm.
One of the embers had gone down to the ash in the wall.
Mm.
And the thing was like that. So when the fire was out and closed through, the light out cut enough. And it's a current supply. It's one number. So I took that, I cleaned out the assets for the first time. I had it on the side of the wall. So I take all these assets out in the middle of winter. What am I going to do with all these assets? It's really warm. I'll throw them on the conference. So she's going, well, this is a nice view, and it's kind of getting back. She's like, oh, where's that going? And I look up, and I go, oh.
All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? We're done.